This is Scott Becker with the Becker Business Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with Kathy Gorin. Kathy is a guru with respect to strategy and marketing, particularly with regard to marketing. We'll talk today about what's working, what's not working, what's working in digital strategy, and a little bit more. Kathy, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Kathy. I have been a marketing strategist, senior marketing strategist, for over, 28 years. I've worked in every state with multiple different types of disciplines and have watched a lot of very significant changes happen in the field of healthcare through my duration of my tenure. So we actually rode the wave of managed care all the way through to corporate consolidation and then where we are today with COVID and changes in the healthcare coverage and really attitudes towards healthcare.
Thank you. And Kathy, take a moment and how is healthcare strategy and marketing evolving? I mean, in the old days, people did these in-person events where they tried to sort of introduce the doctor or the hospital to the community. They tried to do free clinics. They tried to do all kinds of things, a lot of mailers, a lot of different ways to stay in front of people, then billboards and TV and radio. But how is marketing evolving today? And what are you seeing today in terms of, you know, reaching customers?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I would like to start with really, I think one of the priorities in the market right now is starting with the business's culture, the culture in the practice. We're seeing a lot of corporate consolidation and the evolution of supergroups, and when that happens, there tends to be a loss of the voice, the mission, vision, value, and why the practitioners do what they do. So we really like to start with the inside. The most important assets that any practice will have is its people and the representatives of the care, the quality of care, and the compassion and the commitment that the clinicians have towards their patients and the people that they see. So we have been doing a lot of culture training, and that culture training helps the staff within the facility bring the mission, vision, value to life in their interface with patients and referral sources each and every day. So we like to start with creating that strong foundation. And then as we look to outreach for how marketing has evolved, we've seen another pendulum swing back towards traditional marketing. So we have a very robust and phenomenal digital team, and we do a lot of digital work, but we're seeing that people are starting to bounce back into some more traditional platforms. So we find the best strategies, the best campaigns, use a level of push and pull. So we look at pull marketing being king of the hill when patients are looking for a solution to a problem. But if we're not pushing our message at the same time, we're missing a lot of opportunity for people who don't know the proper diagnostic terms or haven't seen their condition to be so much of a problem that they've actually sought out a provider and a solution. So we look to diversifying the content delivery network across all the platforms that are relevant and respective to their audiences that they're targeting. And then we like to layer on traditional strategies to drive more awareness to the digital platforms that these businesses have representing their brand. But first and foremost, we want to start with making sure the delivery of care is all consistent and in unison and clear to the patient population across multiple locations. One of our specialties is working with multi-location businesses, and that's where this gets even harder. When you have a single site, it's a lot easier to control your people. So when we do training and go into a hospital, there's one roof, one consistent message. It's just bringing that message to life. But when you have businesses that acquire groups of businesses, some of the things we look at is messaging and then also branding strategies. So one of the questions that you had asked about was, what's exciting and what's been happening this year. And these super groups, as we call them, have very different needs, each and every practice. And then as they are growing and scaling, when a new business comes on board, they have their own respective voice and equity in the market that they've been serving. So do you go through a rebrand or do you bring them in as its own singular standalone brand? So that's really been a big challenge that we've been faced with across a lot of different industries and markets is the house of brands or branded house strategy. So we look at messaging and culture, then we look at how the brand is defined and how that touches other businesses that represent that brand, and then diversifying your content delivery network layering in traditional and other options and making sure that your staff is on point and carrying your mission, vision, value to life each and every day.
And take a moment. You said content across different platforms. Mm-hmm. What are some of the platforms you're seeing today? I mean, you know, is it Instagram? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it, you know, TikTok? What are the platforms that are there platforms that you tend to like? I mean, is there anything that you tend to think, you know, this seems to resonate well with the audience we're trying to seek? Is there any ones that you particularly like?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Facebook seems to be the gold standard. One of the things we love about Facebook is it allows for retargeting. They actually do not allow retargeting across the Google display network. They look at it as a HIPAA violation, a potential HIPAA violation. So we are able to utilize Facebook in ways that allow us to capture interested, low-hanging fruit, if you will, people who are ready to buy now and stay in that conversation. So Facebook for retargeting is one of my favorites. We also look to get creative and think outside the box based on the demographics that we're targeting. One of the really interesting campaigns we ran earlier this year was for a low T testosterone clinic. And we did a carpet bagging, we called it, carpet bombing rather, on Snapchat around the gym. So we incorporated geofencing and Snapchat in our strategy to reach men at their gyms. It was a mindset. It was a specific audience. They're open and receptive at that time to health and improvement. So it's really understanding the nuances of the target market. But Facebook is fantastic. We're seeing some people dip into Reddit. We love the CTV channels that are available with the captive audience that we have looking at streaming, especially on the coattails through COVID and on the coattails of COVID. So we also look at CTV as a very strong branding layer as well. So those are some different platforms and strategies that we like to incorporate. And programmatic is also big. Programmatic digital, which is incorporating a bid desk that allows you for hyper-focused lookalike audience bidding and things that are much deeper and more granular as far as targeting are concerned.
And who are your core customers? Are your core customers hospital health systems? Are they super groups funded by private equity? Who are the core of who you work with?
Those are two of our tops. I'd say our core is really the super groups, multi-location funded by private equity. Within that, we work a lot in fertility, addiction, oncology, orthopedics, and hospital systems. We touch all the specialties, but those tend to be the ones that we've worked with most frequently and that we have in house currently. So it's really, you know, making sure that you've got a plan that's specific to their goals and objectives and considering competition and demographics in each and every engagement. So it's important to be properly researched and look outside the box. There's so many different ways to communicate with our audiences now. Another interesting tactic was utilizing messaging on Facebook. So it's the deeper messaging. A lot of people aren't even aware that it's there. But addicts to be isolated and they are on social media, not posting, but they're reading or devouring. So we look at different ways to reach our audiences in the places where they are and most vulnerable and ready to buy.
Kathy, thank you very, very much for sharing some of your thoughts today. Really interesting, actually. And tell us, how do people reach Kathy Gorin? How do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, I'm at Healthcare Success, and my direct line, I'm highly accessible, is 714-328-2865, or my email is kathy@healthcaresuccess.com.
Fantastic. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. Look forward to continued success and healthcare success. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a great day.